There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
You know what? I will say the one thing about the quarantine mixed with the general civil upheaval.
Sure.
Is that my throat is tight.
Why is it so much tighter? Whoa. Wow, I can hear that.
I really do feel like I've been suffering from tight throat.
Yeah, it's like a straw down there. That's
Can you see?
Yeah. That's a small, tight hole there, Henry.
Yeah, you need to get your broom in there, you sexy fucking maid.
Look at that. Well, welcome to Side Stories, everyone. This is an interesting way to start. Very medical. Henry is suffering from tight throat, which we can only imagine is because this is a lack of consumption of food. You're not eating enough, Henry.
No, I'm eating plenty, dude.
Okay.
I don't think you got to worry about that. You know what it is? I think that Natalie has these very, her hair is on the thinner side, but she's got a lot of individual hairs. And I often wake up first thing in the morning with a full, like I go, what is that? And then I pull out in the very back of my throat. I came from, like, and I have to pull it all the way out. Like a fucking plug to an old timey tub.
Right.
It comes sliding out of me. And I don't even know how it gets all in there. The closest was the other day is that we were being intimate.
And of course, and that means you guys were watching HGTV together on the couch.
We do that.
Of course, you have to. We log do that. Cabin living.
But her ponytail slapped me in the mouth. And I think I just absorbed a bunch of hairs.
Yeah, it's possible. I do like that you clarified she has a series of individual hairs. If she just had one large hair, that would be horrifying. And
people got different lives.
People have different lives.
And what are we learning? We need to be more open to them.
Well,
and
absolutely.
We need to be more accepting
of them.
I'm
not sure if we're learning that.
Like the woman
that,
who had sex with three dogs who claimed that because she had sex with three dogs and she said she claimed it's because she didn't know it was wrong.
Well,
we have to be open to that.
Henry, you want to start with that story? That's what you want to do? We have to do an update. We have an update here.
No, you're right. We shouldn't start with that story.
All right, because there is a story coming up later on in the episode.
That's incredibly sad.
It's about a woman who had sex with three dogs on camera. Okay, but we'll get to that. So that's a little...
Not that story.
That's what we call a tease.
I always like to just get your palate all
Thank you for that,
bubbling, like a little, like a gelato to really cleanse the tongue.
Ooh, now I'm getting into it.
But the actual update is that the remains of the two Valo children have been found on the property of Chad Daybell. It's not funny.
No, this is not funny. That's good. Joshua Valo, 7 years old, and Tylee, 17 years old.
We have been following the story for about a year. If you read into this story, we've been urging you to look up Lori Vallow, Chad Daybell, their end of the world cult, and the resultant murders. Their entire families are in disarray, to the point where I've now had several people message throughout the people sending emails saying that they're either from the same town as Chad Daybell, or they are they talk about how they met Chad Daybell's brother. I had one listener send an email saying they met Chad Daybell's brother and they asked him his name and he said, blah, 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 Daybell. I don't tell a lot of people my last name anymore. Turns out that the Chad Daybell actually lives in the same neighborhood as the, you don't watch 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't watch it. I don't believe that show is appropriate because I don't think they can really fall in love on television. It's the same way that I don't believe that cops arrest people for real crimes on television shows like Cops
or Live PD. It
wasn't real.
Well, none of that is real. Live PD is completely staged. Cops was basically, they fudged it a little bit. Thank God they are fucking canceled.
Thank God, hashtag. But I did not realize that 90 Day Fiancé was such a, it's a wormhole. It's an earworm for everyone that I know. Everyone loves that show.
Each fucking episode is an hour and a half long. So
that's
it's just
crazy.
It fills the days. But if you do watch 90 Day Fiancé, I don't remember. I tried to not. I can't remember anybody's names. I don't remember names on contestants for any reality television show. But the fat dude with the glasses, the chubby kind of pasty one that lived with his mother. Uh-huh. He's from the same neighborhood as Chad Daybell. But they found their remains.
It's a real Hollywood over there. Such a celebrity count.
Yes, it's a lot of people that pay for wives live there.
Okay.
It's just absolutely unfortunate. Now, I guess now we're going to see the story come to a close as this investigation is going to wind out. We're going to find out what the hell has happened to them. I believe that Chad Daybell was put on bail for, his bail was set for $1
million. $1
million. Which he might even have.
He could. Of course, you tend to only pay about 5% of that, so you guys can do some quick math. I actually think that's kind of low bail, but that's a whole nother issue when it comes to that process in general. This is according to the Rexburg Police Department. Rexburg! The remains were taken to the medical examiner's office, where an autopsy and positive identification was performed. The statement goes on to say, "It is with heavy hearts that we now confirm that those remains have been officially identified as those of J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. It is not the outcome we had hoped to be able to find the children safe. Our hearts and prayers go out to the families of JJ and Tylee." So that is a pretty big break as far as this story goes, right, Henry? Because we've been covering this for so long now. Everyone's like, where the hell are the kids? We spoke about how they had discovered some human remains last week. A lot of people said, or we were like, why didn't they just do this before? They're in the same house. Like, how big is this place?
They say that it might have been that the land was frozen over when they first went to go look for it, and it was difficult to dig. And then they used technology that would see into the ground, essentially sound technology that would use echolocation to sort of see what was underneath the ground. They found the remains. They dug them up. If you get into what we do know is that Chad Daybell had a revelation at some point where he said, because he is a... just so you know, he's not the prophet, but he eats the prophet's pussy. That's Lori Vallow. Lori Vallow was like the one. She was the Neo of their group.
I'm going to say between Chad and Lori, when it comes to how prison's going to go, Lori might actually be able to swing this in prison as a cult leader. She might be able to get a lot of gals on her side. Chad, he's going to end up with a dumbbell in his skull, just like Jeffrey Dahmer, because everyone's going to find him to be a pompous ass, super annoying, and they're just not going to believe he's the second coming of Jesus Christ.
They're just not going to believe it.
No.
And they also, which is, I mean, it's hard to make people believe your truth.
You got
to
get in there.
You got to incept people. But he started to believe that their children, Lori Vallow's children, were zombies, right? Or something akin to zombies, soulless creatures. I forget the term that they used, that they would say that allowed them, it seems, to dispatch them in a way that was not, it's not fair.
It ain't right.
And we're going to see how this pans out.
Absolutely. So now when it comes to the Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell story, we are moving on to the trial portion. This is kind of the first story that we've talked about from the beginning to the end, because, of course, when we began talking about this, neither of them were arrested. They were still out there hanging out, doing whatever the hell they want to do. Applebee's, the whole nine, Chili's on a Friday. We've seen the arrest, and now we have discovered the children. Now we are going to get on to the trial, and it will be interesting if those two take the stand.
The only way for them to get out of it. It's literally Lori Vallow has to stand up on this trail and go like, "Behold!" And then remove her clothes, just disappear with magic. Her breasts become two individual angels. They go like, "Oh!" like flapping like birds stuck onto a glue mat. You're going to see her and everyone's going to be like, "Oh, shit!
Oh, shit! That is absolutely correct, Henry. The only way they're getting out of there, out of this, is if they're right. And if they're right, I will hat off, cap off, and I will say, congratulations, you're free to go. And I will follow wherever you go, because indeed you are a prophet. But I have a feeling it's going to more turn out to her openly weeping on the stand and then trying to throw Chad Daybell under the bus.
I didn't understand the word. He's pulled a spell on me, and he showed me all these mistruths, and it wasn't. Meanwhile, Chad Daybell, half of it was just her going like, I gotta find a way to get rid of these fucking kids. And you can just see Chad Daybell's going, oh, I don't know, babe. I feel like maybe that's probably pretty bad, babe. But unfortunately, they also pulled all of their podcast material.
Is that right?
They were on podcasts for a network called Preparing a People. That is an entire, it's a prepper, the Doomsday Prepper network. I don't know if it's available on Spotify. So I don't know if I can send you there to subscribe to them. But I would say,
Hold on a second. Why? Okay. Who pulled the podcast? Because
preparing a people straight up said, which again also just sounds like a fucking cannibals recipe book.
Yes.
It's like Preparing a People said they don't endorse the views of Chad Daybell or Lori Vallow, nor do they agree with murdering children or sending children on an unsupervised vacation for the 7 months that they were supposed to be on vacation.
I just feel all they've done. They pushed the podcast underground. People are going to search and search for it like little truffle pigs looking for the truth. And when they find it, they're going to be more compelled to believe it than if it was just on this goofy ass platform. As a matter of fact, I have a show to announce here that we're bringing to the Last Podcast Network.
No, I'm sorry.
We're
supposed to run it by Marcus.
Marcus is going to be mad.
All right. So that's an update on the Vallow Daybell saga. RIP to both of those beautiful children who
obviously deserved
a hell of a lot better than to be born to a psycho mother. Henry, let's do this. I mean, obviously, we're in an era where arts and crafts are bigger than ever. And people
are bigger than ever.
They're selling
because
products.
Because people are fucking homebound.
They're homebound. And there's a lot of e-commerce going on right now. But be careful out there, folks. What you write in a review may come back to haunt you. This story, I am actually... I don't know what side to choose because all of us have read something online where you're just like, if I could see that person that wrote that thing online, I'd send him a callus hand.
I have straight up had such dark, twisted fantasies about, you know, when someone says a specifically very mean thing in a DM or review of it being like, what can I do? How do I turn the tables on this? How do I make them feel the way that I feel right now? And it seems like these guys figured out the way. Now, this comes from CBS Boston. Six eBay executives. This is eBay. This is a huge company.
And this is the headline. One of my favorite headlines we have ever read.
Six eBay executives and employees charged with sending threats, bloody pig mask to Natick couple. Now, this is in Boston. You know, there are fiery people in Boston.
Hey, I don't mess with the folks of Boston. We always have a great time there. They get drunk. They know how to drink their whiskey. They know how to eat Boston
meatball
food.
Let's go to boy Meatball.
Meatball, our friend out there. Great folks.
But here... This comes Boston CBS, six former eBay executives to keep hitting the former and
yeah,
all of
which
this because they were fired for doing this.
I actually don't like that they were fired, but that's a whole nother thing.
I mean, they technically should have been given loyalty pins from the company on the inside. Or like you publicly say that they were punished, but on the inside you go, good work.
Yeah, of course.
So they led a cyber stalking campaign against a Natick couple they believe was critical of the company and an online e-commerce newsletter. This is not even a thing I've ever... This is just two people running a fucking blog.
Yeah,
this isn't
buddy,
even like
but you know
consumer
what, Natick,
reports.
You know what, Natick couple? Don't if you can't take the bullets, don't be firing the gun. Because all they're doing is they're going after eBay... eBay says, I don't think so, Natick couple. They never say the name of this couple. It's just the Natick couple.
eBay's got your address. They know how to figure this shit out. If you've ordered anything from eBay, they can figure it out how to get to you. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling said that the eBay employee's harassment included sending the couple disturbing deliveries. There was the bloody pig mask, a box of live cockroaches, and a funeral wreath. This is a breakdown from the couple of all of the things that they received. These deliveries included fly larvae and live spiders. a sympathy wreath on the occasion of the death of a loved one, a book of advice on how to survive the death of a spouse. Pornography was mailed to their next door neighbors, but in their couple, in the couple's name. Halloween masks featuring the face of a bloody pig and a pig fetus was ordered and sent, but the seller said, where is this going to? Because it was for labs. It was for dissections. Right. And they were like, why is this going to a residential address? And they shut it down.
Okay, but first of all, what if they love those things? A lot of people love cockroaches. A lot of people have creatures that cockroaches eat. What is it, like a frog? No, frogs don't eat cockroaches. What do you do with the cockroach? I think you have a cockroach kind of family, and then you watch them have sex with each other. I don't know what you do with cockroaches, but you know how some people are into them.
I guess so, but I think people are into the big ones. The little ones, I don't know. I've never heard of keeping them as a pet, but yeah, mostly they're used for food.
Yeah, I suppose so. So this is according to U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling, which, again, I believe means that these are federal charges because this happened, this cyber stalking happened over a series of states.
This is the other one. Because they posted a classified ad on Craigslist claiming to be from the Natta couple, inviting singles, couples, and swingers to their house to party after 10 p.m. any night of the week.
Natta couple? I don't know what you did in your newsletter, but you pissed off the wrong eBay employees. This is according to the U.S. attorney. He says, it was determined systematic effort of senior employees at a major company to destroy the lives of a couple in Natick, all because they published content company executives didn't like. Well,
They just said that they were critical of the company.
They were
which
critical.
Could have been anything. Well, it could have been.
Why are they going after eBay? This is why I'm almost on Team eBay. James Bao, he's 45, out of San Jose, Cali. He was eBay's former director. You got David Harville, 48, out of New York City. You got Stephanie Pop, 32. Stephanie Stockwell, 26. Veronica Zeke, 26. And then you got another dude, Brian Gilbert, 51. They were each charged with conspiracy to commit cyber stalking and conspiracy to tamper with witnesses. This is national. This is all the way from California to the middle of the country to New York. They all got together. What was in the Natick? What was in the couple's emails? What was in their newsletter? It must have been so inflammatory that they warranted a cow's head being sent or a pig's head being sent to their front door. I need to see the newsletter before I cast judgment on these hardworking eBay employees.
The only way it's warranted, truly, is if they're like, eBay sends kids to Hillary Clinton's house for them to fuck. Like, it would have to be that level for them to say stuff like, when they got two members of the leadership team allegedly sent or forwarded text messages saying it was time to, quote unquote, take down the newsletter's editor. One of the messages said the group wanted to, quote unquote, crush this lady.
You got it. Hey, man, you're eBay. You're just, you know, you don't got all the power. You're not Google. You ain't no Google. And
it's
people
all the
are
way
coming
up
at
the
you.
Chain. This was policy. This was eBay policy.
Yeah, part of the investigation included if this dude, Devin Wenig, he is the CEO of eBay. He may also know about this. This could have been all the way to the top. They don't fully know if he had anything to do with it. This is according to what eBay said. They said the internal investigation found that while Mr. Wenig's communications were inappropriate, there was no evidence that he knew in advance about or authorized the actions that were later directed towards the blogger and her husband. However, as the company previously announced, there were a number of considerations leading to his departure from the company. This is the biggest scandal to shake eBay since a haunted doll was being sold. This is insane.
I just don't understand how, number one, we never would have heard of this blog talking shit about eBay. It's like saying a fucking negative shit about Apple. Yeah, Apple can suck my dick, but what are you going to do? You're going to come fucking... They are not... I don't think that the members of the panel of Apple are going to come and attack me personally.
No.
And then, two, it's
I just don't. They blew this up. They made this huge. There is no reason. What could possibly warrant this style of attack on a bunch of different people? What is it going to lead to? A bunch of, like, just messages randomly in eBay being like, just got to say, I certainly love eBay. I love them, and I support every single thing that they do.
Yes, I understand. eBay is acting a little authoritarian here, very threatening, very mafioso. I get it. But you got to admit, sending porno to their neighbor's house with their name on it is freaking gold.
Hilarious.
That is gold.
A hilarious idea. The guy that ran it, he used to work for the fucking government. Did you see that their head of security used to work for in the intelligence community? These are real spooks attacking, like attacking the American people. That's typically illegal.
American whiners. American. But also, Henry, let's just say that I don't want to come. I'm not going to be too much of the Jerry Lawler here. I don't want to just love the heel. But who takes the time to have an anti-eBay newsletter?
Nerds.
Who does that?
Fucking losers.
And then what do losers get? Sometimes they
wedgies.
Get a box of larva.
They get wedgies, yeah. They
get
do.
Wedgies.
I understand that, yes. Yes, I do, in a way, the crime is commensurate to the punishment. But I will, the only thing that is, I think the truly bad one, is they're sending all of the random-ass people to the home of the actress.
Yes, it could have gotten them killed. That is very
that
true.
Is where it got very extreme. Where I think that's probably where a lot of the charges came from, was doxing the couple and then trying to kill them. Because we hear, we get it. You're allowed to have criticism. I think you're allowed to not like our content if you don't like our content. That's a part of the American way, isn't it,
yeah,
Kitzel?
Sure, you don't have to listen to it. You can get off of eBay. You don't have to purchase baseball cards or used condoms, whatever the hell they sell on that website.
Oh, yeah. The used condom market is incredible. There's nothing I love. They call them soak socks.
Yeah, but you know for a fact, Mark Ruffalo starts selling used condoms on eBay, he could get $1,500 for that old spunk.
Let me fucking send him a Twitter message.
Easy.
How much for your cum? How much for your cum, Hulk,
dried
man?
Up inside of an unlubed condom, because you know those people in Hollywood don't use the lube.
Hey, bitch, can you go get me Iron Man's cum? I want some of Iron Man's cum. And not fucking the actor. I want real Iron Man's cum.
You're just going to get Elon Musk's cum because he's the closest thing to actual Iron Man we have, and it is sad.
More like Aluminum Man.
Whoa!
Which is what him and Grimes smoke their fucking kratom out of.
Oh my goodness. So we'll keep you updated on what goes on here. This investigation began in 2019. We are now damn near halfway through 2020. So
shit.
this is going on. Like, this is like McMillions. Whoever was working this case for, I'm assuming, whatever Justice Department stooge had to work this case.
Yes.
This is actually, this is pretty fun.
This is really fun because you got the really, hey, and then because now I bet you the Natta couple has to go fully in hiding, because if they don't, there's going to be a bunch of people doing copycat crimes at them just for the simple trolling of it. Just for the simple of, like, now I'm doing it. If eBay says I could do it, I'm doing it too.
Also, it's a little bit scary. Stephanie Pop, she's 32 years old. Again, she's one of the people charged. She was eBay's senior manager of global intelligence. I don't know if that a job is appropriate for a 32-year-old, but maybe it is. Maybe she really had the mind for global intelligence at eBay.
I think some 32-year-olds were different than when we were 32.
I could be in charge of the global intelligence of eBay. Sell it.
Yeah, on the opposite day forum.
we are starting this week of shows off so well.
I'm in mental pain. I want to say this other story. So, I mean, I feel like eBay, we're going to find out if this destroys the fucking company or how many more times they have done this.
This happened last year. eBay is stronger than ever.
It's incredible.
And the only thing that would make me happier is if this story was about Etsy and finally all of these people who took up knitting, trying to sell scarves to people, finally if they got their revenge. Because you read an Etsy review and it's like, you need to leave these people alone. They're just into
the crafts. They're just trying to make art. They're just trying to make
Gollum nipple clamps.
That's
okay?
it.
And that's for you. That's for you. Stop harassing the people on Etsy. But if the top brass of Etsy became super cutthroat,
yes,
that would be fun. Here's another story. This story involves... This story is not really complete unless you see the video.
Okay.
I think you should even look it up and react to it. I don't know if you get to it. This comes from this is from the Sacramento Bee by Molly Sullivan.
Sacramento Bee actually comes up with some pretty good stories every now and again.
This story, this video is one of the insane, most insane things I've ever seen. Quote unquote, he's eating himself. California man dies in custody after appearing to bite arms in video. Now, this is true. A almost 400-pound man, acts as a 400-pound man's, he, in a shirt, Porky Pig in it, in a shirt, no pants, completely dick out.
It's Porky Pig in it.
You see five cops with a canine unit, a baton, a taser. They called to a place. This is 1:09 a.m. the Americana Modern Motel in the 1200 block of Market Street. This is in Reading. They responded to a 911 call reporting a woman heard screaming at the motel and a possible domestic disturbance. When they arrived, they found a man at the motel on a second story balcony who was bleeding from his arms. He had taken off his pants and his underwear. He is described, and he is accurately so, as a heavy set white male adult in excess of 400 pounds. They communicated with the dude. He came down from the balcony to the parking lot. And as he came towards the officers, if you watch the cell phone video, you hear a pop, and all the officers pull out their guns.
He's eating himself.
He comes out. He is nude, screaming at them, and then you watch him rip chunks out of his own fucking forearm with his teeth. Like, he just bites in and starts ripping it out. He starts attacking at them, spitting chunks of his own meat at the police officers, who I noticed didn't put a fucking knee on his neck.
I'm watching the video now. He's a big old boy. He's pushed down to the ground. He was gnawing on his ham hock pretty good.
They shot him with a taser. They hit him with a beanbag round. The police canine dude was there barking at him, and they hit him too with a baton strike. They're all on administrative leave. All of the cops are involved. They show he was attacking them, growling at them, his face covered in blood, and they somehow peacefully arrested him.
Well, there you go. He was transported to a local hospital at around 1:43 a.m., died 32 minutes later after experiencing a lot of, quote, medical difficulties. Of course, a lot of folks are saying he was on drugs. They speculate maybe crystal meth, maybe some cocaine,
when
maybe
they
some
found
LSD.
In his motel room, they found, yes, they meth, coke, LSD,
yep.
Prescription medication, you know, because I can't go anywhere without my allergy meds.
You have to, and they also found a knife with some blood on it. So it seems
and the
like
woman
this
ran
guy,
away,
Yeah, this guy wasn't doing great. He wasn't having a wonderful Monday. I'm not sure what day this actually took place. And now he is dead. But what a way to go. You know, you always want to have a big bang on the way out. And what's better than going out Porky Pig style, as Henry said, eating your own arms, you know, making yourself a buffet. Because what's better than half off appetizers? Free fingers, even if those fingers are attached to your own hand.
Do you remember the movie Scrooged?
I do know that one. Yes, Bill Murray, classic.
I always think of the moment when he is, when his old boss, when the boss comes back, the first time he's told he's going to be visited by three ghosts, and the guy grabs Bill Murray by the throat and pushes him out the window, and he's holding him, and Bill Murray's like fighting and pulling on the forearm meat of the ghost zombie character. And I always thought it looked like chicken. Like, I always thought it looked like kind of ropey chicken. And now I think about it as like just imagining his teeth sinking into how, because that's a hard ass bite. That is a hard bite to bite a chunk of your own meat off of your arm.
I mean, I've never been able to do it. I bite my own nails, but those are fairly simple to get off. I don't know. I mean, I think you really, you got to gnaw on it. It seems like it would be immensely painful, but I guess if you're on enough, if you're on coke and meth and LSD, I don't know what that man's brain, he was God knows what he thought he was fighting. He may have thought he was in freaking Battlefield Earth fighting against John Travolta. He may have thought that he was in Starship Troopers, and he was a huge bug and a Starship Trooper. Like, he it was something going on there.
There's a lot going on there. Or he thought he was a Mario Batali.
Maybe.
And he didn't understand why people
kinda
were
has the
coming
same body.
And, yeah. Same body, probably same dick.
Maybe. Do you remember that when Mario Batali apologized for doing all those horrible things, and then he gave a recipe for brownies at the bottom or something?
He always reverts, thinking he's like, these buns will save me. And he didn't, Mario. You fucked up. You're a piece of shit.
All right. Well, speaking of nudies, this is just a very short story in Eugene, Oregon. Always love our folks out there in Eugene. Peaceful town for the most part. But this dude, older gentleman, looks like he just got butt-ass naked. He went on top of a railroad sign and started throwing rocks at people. And you're like, well, how long he could do that? How long could a person go on top of a railroad sign totally nude and throw rocks?
I love these protests.
He did this for 13 hours. He was up 13 hours. And it's just a picture. It is a very uncomfortable sign. I have no idea how he could do it for 13 hours. Eventually, he just, I guess, got tired. He ended the standoff at 10:30 in the morning. But he started it at 9:30 p.m. So he took this standoff all night. Well into the morning, and finally ended just before lunch. I have no clue how he was able to stand up there for this long. If David Blaine did it, Oprah would have him on the show. It would be an ABC special. But because this man did it, oh, and he did it illegally. Oh, and he's naked. And oh, he's throwing rocks at civilians. It's illegal, so he just made the beat.
But what was the point? What was he trying to fight?
Apparently, he didn't like trains. That is that we don't know, Henry. I don't think this is part of any larger scheme.
No, part of he's not a part of any of the movements. No. He's not a part of anything. He's not trying to amplify black trans lives.
No,
he's not trying to do anything.
No,
okay,
he's got. Okay, he's just naked, bald, white dude, very thin. So maybe that helped when it comes to the ability to stand on this for 13 hours.
Well, yeah, I would say that because I can't sit for 45 minutes.
No, I can't do anything for a longer period of time than maybe 15 minutes comfortably.
My butthole hurts when I am sitting in chair.
That is because you always make a mistake when it comes to sitting, like you did when we were going to Australia. I slept on our trip to Australia. What is it, a 13-hour flight, 19 hours?
It was a 15-hour flight.
I slept like a baby the whole time because I took my trassies. I wake up towards the end of the flight. The flight attendant looked at me like I was a god because she's like, I've never seen anyone sleep that long on a flight before.
Seen anybody kiss a flight attendant either, huh?
Right was visibly upset with me because I can only imagine what I was doing when I was sleeping because we were just in coach because it's like 10... It's like $15,000 to fly anything other than couch.
I sat in a middle seat, on the buckle the entire time. But my butthole has never been the same.
Well, that's what happened. I walked up to Henry. He's like, how's your flight going? He's like, my ass has been killing me. And then I sat on the buckle. A steel buckle the whole time.
Here's another person whose butthole will never be the same. I guess it's time to get to the teaser article I talked about. This comes from Lincolnshire Live. This is in the UK.
It sounds like Lincolnshire Live should only have news about, like, and then the fire cracked. Like, it should not have news. Like, this seems like, it seems it like a, such a like quaint, quaint town.
It should literally be a chimney sweep with an accordion and one of those monkeys with cymbals, and that's it. That's Lincolnshire
Super
Live.
Super cute, yeah.
So this woman who had sex with three dogs claimed she didn't know it was wrong. This was written by Daniel Smith. A pensioner who had sex with three different breeds of dogs. Don't know why you need to brag like that. Like that makes her fucking diverse.
It starts with the breeds of dogs. It's like, okay, thank you for that information.
She was filmed having sex with a St. Bernard, a black lab, and an Alsatian. Ooh.
Those are beautiful
dogs. Her activities
dogs.
Were exposed as a result of an RAF police investigation, which centered on a man identified as organizing a bizarre sex party at which owners watched their dogs having sex with women and then went on to have sex themselves with the women. I think it's kind of like a thing where you start to look like your pet.
I guess so. If you see a picture of this woman, again, you can find it. The headline, as Henry said, woman who had sex with three dogs claims she didn't know it was wrong. Just search that and you'll be able to find this article.
Straight up. This is why I chose to read the story. I don't like reading every single bestiality story, but I thought that this was interesting.
But
she was included. They were included on a disk drive that was given to police.
Yes.
An 8-minute, 59-second video. You can go ahead and say 9 minute of Mrs. Bowditch, because that was her name. Her name was Mrs. Carol Bowditch.
Carol Bowditch, who looks like she looks like Nanny 911. She looks like she's about to go take care of your children that are misbehaving, and to make them behave, she'll have sex with the family dog until they stop screaming.
She's a real Mary Poppins.
She is a real Mary Poppins. She is totally normal looking, which makes me horrified of this story.
Yep.
Because she's just a granny.
Looking like a lady. Yep. Yeah, she doesn't have a fucking Bernard's come here tattoo on her forehead. So she was engaged in vaginal and oral sex with a Saint Bernard named Oscar, which she identified. When the defendant was interviewed, she admitted, of course I had penetrative sex with dogs. She accepted it. She had taken place over several years. She was unaware it was illegal. She identified the dogs. She said she had penetrated vaginal sex with a Labrador and twice with an Alsatian. I love that she's bragging. She recalled that she had vaginal and oral sex with a Saint Bernard. She said, yeah, there's at least 8 photographs and then 30 GIFs. 30 GIFs.
I don't know. That's not the biggest issue going on here, the pronunciation of GIF or JIF. That's up for debate. What's not is Carol Bowditch is a sick bitch. 64 years old.
She really is.
64 years old. She has admitted to the charge of intercourse with an animal between the 13th of November 2011 and the 25th of November 2014. So I guess this happened a while ago, but then she also had 37 extreme porno images from March 21st, 2016. She's just been having sex with dogs for like 20 to 30 years.
Cataloging it. Fucking putting it up there like she was collecting butterflies. It was like Sex in the City, but it fucking... The SJP was getting railed on by a bunch of fucking boxers.
Well, there's another dude, Daniel Galloway, who was 65. He admitted to aiding and abetting Carol, to having intercourse with the animals. He admitted charging, making the indecent images of children. He's also been charged with possession of child porn.
Yeah, I do it again. Take me to the zoo. I'll go down to the zoo and I'll teach a giraffe how to eat pussy. You'd be amazing how many animals you could teach how to eat pussy just by putting peanut butter on it.
People are eating, or dare I say, even more dangerous, driving, and are about to drive themselves right into the semi-truck in front of them. Watch out, be careful on the road. James Gray, he's the dude who I'm assuming is their defense attorney. He said she's 64 with no previous convictions. He goes on to say both she and Mr. Galloway, you can stop with the Mr. and Mrs. after you found them having sex with dogs.
Yeah,
like, there's no like gentleman.
Why do we need to be so fucking formal?
Yeah, we
with
don't.
With the dog like, fuckers. I feel like really, yeah, truly, we don't have to be. We could literally call her sick bitch and dog fucker, and that's it. That's the only title she needs, because that's it. Even if she was an accountant before or a hairdresser, she's not anymore.
No.
She's a dog fucker.
This trumps everything that she's ever done. He says... Both she and Mr. Galloway have suffered considerable public humiliation. They've been ostracized by their friends and family. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want us to do? If you write a bad...
Like this? You want me to go like, yay. Oh, so can't wait to see Aunt Carol this weekend. What a fun weekend. Oh, can you actually... Hide Truman.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every single time she comes over, she pays all that extra fucking attention to Truman. And then the last time I saw her, she put a hot dog up her ass and Truman was eating it out of it like it was fucking Lady and the Tramp. But really, it was really Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, my. The defense attorney goes on to say they have suffered that added element of punishment, which less salacious cases would not present. Yeah. Ugh. Of course, you fuck a bunch of dogs, put it on camera, The news is going to pick it up. That is very true.
Coronavirus, man. Making people crazy, dude.
But you know what? This is even crazier. The maximum sentence she could have faced for having sex with a dog, 2 years. So
what?
She's not even going. So
what?
Botus was given a community order with 12-month supervision and a 16-week nighttime curfew.
What is that going to do? No, she's the opposite. She should be kept out of the house. That's where the fucking dog is.
I don't know, but it seems like they don't really think it's that big of a deal.
Oh, man. Maybe it's just because I love Wendy so much. I love our dog so much. And I just don't know why. I feel like at least give her 10 years.
Michael Vick got 3.5 and he was fighting them. I mean, I almost feel like what they were going through, at least they had a chance. She was just having sex with all these dogs. And they show a picture in the article of like, what does a black lab look? They're so beautiful and pristine. I mean, just.
It's all bad, man.
Anyway, this is according to the judge, Judge Michael Heath. This is what he said when passing sentence. He says, what you engaged in was first of all unlawful and secondly disgusting. I am told that you have received public humiliation as a result of the publicity in this case. That does not surprise me. But the fact that they're taking into account, like, oh, people have been mean to her. Like, the fact that they're taking that into account in their justice system is so foreign to us. As for those non-American listeners, our justice system would have, they would have made her have sex with the dog in the courtroom.
People all go like, bark, 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 like at her all day. Oh, yeah, that's a part of the punishment here. We encourage that here.
So, I don't know about the guy. I think Daniel Galloway better have gotten more time than that because there was child porn in there too. So,
yeah, it's some child porn in there too. So, he's really going down. The other woman's got that. I feel like there should be some form of mandatory mental health thing. This is the truth where I'd say about like the concept of defunding the police and the idea of like having more mental health resources available would actually really help. Because
but this is technic-
would I like
this
to
is
see
the UK.
Her be- I know. Yeah, they don't even have fucking guns there. They're not even afraid of the cops.
They didn't even give her any jail time. And I'm usually
not afraid of them. I feel like, yeah, maybe we should send our cop tanks to them.
You know what? I love that. A 1033 program, but instead we send it over to them. I'm sure we'll be there at some point with our tanks when we have to win another war. All right. So it's also kind of weird that these are all on DVDs. Who uses DVDs anymore, huh? I guess dog fuckers might not have the greatest, the most technological sound group. That story is insane, Henry.
It takes everything out of me. It really makes me upset and hurt and mad. It's just the more been like, oh yeah, that was Brutus. Oh yeah, that was Oscar. Like her just naming them like they're her old friends. Like it's a bunch of fucking real sailors she had sex with.
Good Lord.
All right, let's cleanse the palate with this story that I think is really fun. This is Arkansas man stabbed after ghost hunting in Little Rock Cemetery. Now, it's hard to do. This comes from ABC 7, Arkansas by Paige Cushman. Officers responded to the roadway inn in Little Rock early Tuesday morning where a man reported being kidnapped and stabbed. Two men and women were on a paranormal hunting exhibition at a cemetery in Little Rock around 1:50 a.m. when they got into a verbal argument, probably about gas money. During the argument, 31-year-old Mark Galloway reportedly insisted on driving and the three drove away from the cemetery.
Another Galloway.
The woman who was in the passenger seat of the vehicle told police that she asked Galloway to stop the vehicle because she could not breathe. Galloway reportedly refused to stop the car, and the woman tried to take the keys out of the ignition.
Uh-oh.
Maybe it was Annabelle.
Ooh, Annabelle. Love that doll.
The other man who was in the back seat told police he also tried to get control of the vehicle. Galloway began stabbing the man with a knife. I don't know what the hell went on in this ghost humping. That should be a thing.
Well, that's how you actually get the ghosts. I don't like this whole hunting where they're screaming. Lay down flat. Get that butt open and let the ghost know it can come in like you're the Ghostbusters trap where that sucks in the ghost indeed.
Enter me. Enter me. That would work.
And then and a woman could just show the ghost her breasts.
Sure.
Wouldn't that be nice? Wants. Wouldn't everybody like that? Wouldn't that make the fucking ghost world a better place?
It absolutely would. Absolutely would.
So he wasn't caught. He wasn't stabbed too bad. Officers responded to the hotel where they found the man with stab wounds in his thigh and torso. Galloway also had cuts on his chin and his left hand. They were both taken down. They were both taken to medical services. Galloway has been charged with first degree battery and false imprisonment.
So hold on a second. So Galloway was the guy driving who refused to stop to let the couple out. And then the dude in the back started stabbing Galloway.
No. Galloway started stabbing the dude in the back who was trying to stop him from driving the car because the woman that they were with was complaining, saying that she could not breathe.
So how would the guy who was driving also be able to stab the guy?
Back.
I guess you got the
like how
back.
My mom used to fucking hit me in the back
seat. Yeah, I know. And I'm trying to do it here. Ability. I guess you could get to the thighs. Okay.
If you could use your peripheral vision, and then at this point, you're not really concerned about the quality you're driving, right?
No.
You are just trying to stab. And I wonder what it was. Do you think it was that he just said, I bet you they're having the conversation, and they're sitting there, she's going through the fucking phone, and at some point, they're like, it's like, oh my God, y'all, look at this. We got a whole bunch of orbs on here. And it's like, ooh. Let me see them orbs. And they're looking at the orbs, and the guy in the back seat, what if he just had the fucking nerve to say, you know what, I'll bet orbs are just dust.
Whoa!
And then he just goes, step. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. Well, tell me fucking orbs are fucking dust.
If that was the case, I think the stabbing may be warranted. It doesn't seem like that was the case. And if you show, if you take a look at this guy's mugshot, thin guy, long hair, one of those goatees that says restaurant employee, but like recently fired, someone who might not have their life together because ghost hunting was his attempt to get back on the right track. You know when people are just out of rehab and they said, I think I got it figured out. I'm going to become a paranormal investigator. And it's like, you got to have something else going. Get into the hiding business.
If I'm
going
to possibly wrestle with the ghosts of my past, then I need to learn to wrestle with the ghosts inside of this castle.
That's a good point. And Henry and I, and hopefully Marcus as well, at some point will be on a ghost hunter adventure. I am going to bring so much weed. They did try to tell us we couldn't get stoned, but I'm bringing weed. I'm bringing my weed vape.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. I'm getting hammered.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I'm getting fucking hammered back there, buddy. Don't you worry about that.
Yep.
We don't have a lot of time to go into this, and I also I don't really even understand it, but I want to just bring up to take a look at this story because I want to get more into some fucking woo-woo bullshit. Okay. This creepy cosmic radio burst repeats every 157 days. This is from Popular Mechanics. We're discovering this fast radio burst that is zapping from space exactly on a 157-day cycle. Huh. No one knows why the hell it is doing that. It has been going on since 2007 when they were discovered.
Damn, all right. So what does it all mean, Henry? Break it all down mathematically and scientifically.
Somebody in space left their car door open. Or you ever see that? You know what it could be? You know how, because I just got a new fridge, and now all the fridge have the fat boy alarms on them?
What's the fat boy alarm?
Fat boy alarms are when your thing is open for too long, and it goes like, did-did-did. I know technically it's supposed to be like you're wasting energy. You're fucking adding
no,
your
just
like refrigerator
in front of the
kitchen.
Fridge. Don't beep
but
at
it
me.
It feels like fat shaming. Like literally being like, I purchased you, fridge. Don't tell me
how long
can look at meat.
How long does the refrigerator door have to be open before it starts scolding you for even looking inside of it like it's the world's worst strip club?
It's like 3 to 4 minutes.
Oh, I'm not eating my midnight sandwich until it takes me a good 10 minutes because you got to put the bologna on there. You got to do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know how many times I've made that? That is like, that is the way I eat. I merge, especially hammered from back in the day. Not as much anymore because now we're homebound all the time. But when I used to come back from like going out to a bar, you come home at night, you open the refrigerator because maybe it's hot in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And you construct an entire sandwich hammered on your hands in front of the refrigerator and consume it. In the glowing light of the refrigerator. It's
you
one of the few joys
that we are truly allowed to have.
I completely agree with you. All right, well, let's do. We will not figure out what that sound is on this week's episode, but next week, oh, we got it. Maybe somebody left the refrigerator door open up there in outer space. Henry said car door, but I just switched it up a little bit.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, also, there's these those crazy, the black men being either hung or committing suicide in giant amounts in SoCal that is happening right now. It's like there were two dudes back to back that they said that now the official read on their deaths is suicide, but it's fishy as fuck. It seems to be some kind of like there's like a hangman. There's like a lyncher happening right now in SoCal, and no one knows what the fuck is going on. We don't know because the police are saying they committed suicide due to the stress of the pandemic, which track.
We did talk about that on Abe Lincoln's Top Hat. Suicide rates are extremely high right now, and the suicide hotline, hopefully they got a good Ted Bundy over there because they are fielding a lot of phone calls. Of course, Bundy used to work at a suicide hotline. But yes, we will keep following that story. And of course, we can keep you up to date on all things hate. On Abe Lincoln's Top Hat, and of course we'll discuss it here, and that is a perfect lead-in to Hero of the Week!
The Hero of the Week!
This week's Hero of the Week, it's a Kentucky tattoo shop. They are going to cover up hate symbols for free to give people a chance to change. This is very important, of course, because when you have your body marked up with symbols of hate, it's hard for society to see that you've moved on. So yes, you have to physically transform as well. The name of the Kentucky tattoo shop is Gallery X Art Collective. It's in Murray. They announced the deal last week, and they said there will be no questions asked. They have cover-up artists and the whole thing, and this is according to their post. They said, "Let's get that shit off your body," the post read. "We have plenty
get it off your fucking body." And that is huge. It's a huge step. To
absolutely
go and make sure that, like, because it shows that you're fucking growing and you're
absolutely
learning.
It
and you
does
probably also can't get a fucking job as good.
Well, definitely not one you'd want. So he goes on to say, "We have plenty of pre-drawn designs and flashbooks. So if you feel like it's time to change your hate or have been reformed, but maybe a little bit too broke to cover up your mistake of a tattoo, come see me and you'll get a class tattoo for free that can start your path to being the person you were meant to be." The idea was launched by tattoo artists Jeremiah Swift and Ryan Young. So thank you so much for that. That really is. Sometimes the heroes are a little goofier than other heroes, but these heroes are truly doing some great work. Get some training too, because you know the thing is, when it comes to tattoos, they practice on pigs first, and then you got to practice on a person at some point. But this is good practice for them.
I think so. And, yep. And it's for a good cause.
It's for a good cause. So more than 500.
Hey,
more than 500 people have reached out to help getting rid of swastikas. And you can just imagine the whole gamut. The very first person to take up the artist was a gal named Jennifer Tucker. She's 36. She had a Confederate flag tattooed on her ankle since she was 18. She got that little thing covered up.
Fuck and, those losers.
Very good. All right. There it was.
All right, you fuckers.
Oh, also, do you know what they replaced the Confederate flag with? Pickle Rick, character from Rick and Morty.
No. You know, I'm not mad that it's eclipsed my entire career. I am fine with Pickle Rick. I am fine with it. I like Rick and Morty, and I think that is good. It's very good.
Pickle Rick.
Have you seen that episode?
No, I don't know anything about the show.
You should watch Rick and Morty. It is very fun.
No, I know it is. The idea of me sitting at home, tall boy of Bud Light, a German Spitz and a freaking Chihuahua Dachshund watching cartoons is too sad.
That is the uniform and location of a man who pretends to be a little girl on the internet to bait pedophiles. Like, and then they arrive at your home and you just beat the living fuck out of them. That's a great fucking hobby for you.
That would be good.
Okay, so I have a couple of different levels of letter here today. That okay. Some are really, there's got a, I got a couple of creepies. I got one that I feel like even reading it, you know, let's let it work for him.
Okay.
You know what I
mean? All right.
This first one, I'm just going to get it out of the way here. Well, this first one, I'm going to do, first of all, this is a response to my request for more stories about military paranormal.
Okay, cool.
So I have a friend who recently returned from a deployment to Afghanistan and shared these two experiences he had. I jokingly asked him if he saw any giants while he was there. And if you remember, we talked about the red hair giants, the Afghan giants, and kind of this idea that in the hills of Kandahar,
yes,
there might be fabled giant people.
Dude, I was just watching YouTube videos on the giant of Kandahar from 2000. I believe it was 2007. There was a troop that saw it and killed it. Which is probably why giants don't like to see all the little people, and giants would be very nice, but every time little people see it, they try to shoot it and kill it, and the giant just wanted to be friends.
Well, if this giant was stronger, he'd kill all the little people, but we managed to, by just sheer force of numbers, manage to defeat the giant at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important to remember as an American citizen. Our leader should be afraid of us.
I agree with that.
I jokingly asked him if he saw any giants while he was there. He said he was in a tower pulling a guard ship. I jokingly asked him if he saw any giants while he was there, and he looked at me very surprised. He said he was in a tower pulling a guard shift with another soldier and an Air Force support personnel, two Army infantrymen, and a tactical air control party specialist, for clarification. It was about 11 p.m. when they noticed a fire out in the distance, with three people sitting around it. Noticing that these men were surprisingly close to their position, the other soldier pulled out a rangefinder to call it up. They were shocked when the rangefinder registered the campfire at around 1 kilometer away, when they could all clearly make out small details of the men's movement, even at night. After verifying the distance several times, they agreed that at that distance, these people had to be about 15 feet tall.
Woo!
To appear to be only a couple hundred meters away. The airmen then coordinated with an ISR drone asset in the area to get more information from the air. After repeatedly sweeping the area, the drone couldn't pick up a heat signature from any of the men or their fire. Once the drone left, the three in the tower continued to observe the men in the campfire for the rest of the night. As soon as the sun cleared the horizon, the fire and the three giant men vanished, without even any lingering smoke to mark their location.
Cool. Love that.
They've seen several big, they said several range lines of big, large, huge humanoid figures moving along ridge lines. This is the second experience of this man from Afghanistan, guy serving Afghanistan. It happened once again when he was in an overnight guard shift. His unit was providing security for an airfield. He was tasked with observing the security camera feed and coordinating the radio communications between all of the guard towers. Sometime in the night, their CRAM activated, counter-rocket artillery mortar system that tracks speed and direction of incoming projectiles. They spit out a rope of 20-millimeter high-explosive incendiary rounds to intercept the target.
Jeez.
I want one of those.
Damn, I don't know if you can legally have one, but I don't know if I want you to have one.
Give me one. You can buy one of the robot dogs for $74,000. You see that?
Yeah, you want to have sex with that?
One.
Yeah,
good. Yeah, Boston Dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, I'm
horrifying.
Saving up.
Fine. Boston Dynamics, blow it up. Terminator 2.
Before any of the personnel could see the target, the system was firing. Immediately, the CRAM observed the target changing its direction to fly straight up 500 meters and coming to a dead stop. It moved at an incredible speed straight over the CRAM system and was lost. Everyone at the airfield was talking about what happened, including a few Air Force pilots. After looking at the data, they said no human being could survive that level of instantaneous acceleration.
Wow.
So, wiggity weird, weird, weird.
Stop killing the giants. I mean, what's wrong with people? As soon as they see something that they can't explain, they just blow it up? They douse it with napalm?
I'm going to say this. I remember when I first saw you, we got to be hiring these giants.
Mm-hmm.
Use them to fight.
When are you going to hire me for something? The only thing you hired me for was your Netflix special, and you cut all my lines.
You were tall. You were too tall for the fucking shot, for the other cutting shots. It's the truth. It is
no,
really
I know what the truth is. You've said it before. You've never not said it laughing. I understand.
I wish everyone could see how good it was. Your performance.
It was a wonderful performance, and everyone could see it. I was bigger than everyone.
4 years ago, I was awoken from my sleep by a bright white light. I assumed that it was just a car turning around in my driveway and turned over to go back to sleep. As I rolled over, I realized that the light was coming from the wrong side of the room for it to come from the window. I opened my eyes, and in the corner of my room, I saw a large glowing figure standing in the corner. Whatever it was as tall as my ceiling. It was sort of crouching in a way. It was a whitish-gray color, fully nude, and had no distinguishable features. I couldn't make out any eyes, ears, a nose, or a mouth, but I could see that it was smiling.
Huh.
I wasn't scared or concerned at all about its presence, so I convinced myself that it was some kind of weird conscious dream and tried to go back to sleep. I pulled the covers up to my chin and closed my eyes, but I could still see the light coming from this fucker. I opened my eyes and this thing is kneeling right next to my bed looking directly at me despite not having any goddamn eyes.
Whoa.
I'm still irrationally calm and relaxed, almost as if it was making me feel that way. The room is freezing and smells like a dentist's office and smoke. This thing and its light just vanishes, and I realize that smoke is billowing into my bedroom from underneath the door. I got out of the house and called the fire department, who were able to put the fire out before it spread throughout my house. This thing woke them up.
Yeah.
Over the next few days, I convinced myself that the thing I saw was just a combination of smoke inhalation and a bad dream, and I didn't tell anybody about it until exactly 1 week later when my sister's house fully burns to the ground during the night. Weird. As I'm helping her go through some of the rubble, she tells me about this weird dream she had that woke her up from her sleep and the reason that she was able to get out of the house. She had the same exact fucking dream that I had. She saw the same thing, smelled the same thing, and felt the same fucking way. The only difference is hers and mine was that she said that her thing was making some sort of clicking, chirping noise as it kneeled beside her bed. They were all super weird, right? But she said, yeah. Who knows? Maybe it was some shitty horror movie. Fast forward to Christmas 2019. The family's together exchanging gifts, and everyone gets a laugh out of my sister and I buying each other the same gift. Someone makes a comment about how we're so much alike, and I impulsively say, yeah, we even share dreams. We then told the whole family about our weird-ass dream, and our mom gets pissed. She's going off asking where we heard about that, how do we find her diary. After assuring her that we had no idea what the fuck she was going on about, she tells us her story. She's 17, 18 years old, driving home from work late at night during a bad rainstorm. There's no street lights or houses, so it's pitch black out and pouring down rain. She saw a bright white light ahead of her on the road, and she thought someone had stopped on the side of the road to wait out the storm. As she gets closer to the light, she realizes that it isn't a car. It is a 7-ish foot tall glowing thing standing in the middle of the road, and stops her car in front of it and crouches down so she can see its face. This thing has no distinguishable features, but she can sense that it's looking at her and smiling. It stands back up and slowly walks across the road and into the woods before vanishing. She makes it back home and tells her family what happened, and they all laugh and tell her she's crazy. She said that she wrote about it in her diary that night, and when she woke up the next day, her dad had told her that a tornado had touched down on the road that she'd been on the night before, and everything was destroyed.
Whoa! So perhaps it's an angel. Perhaps it's a demon. Is it bringing these horrors, or is it saving them from them?
It's don't know. It's a good
we
question.
Don't know.
It's we warning know. Them either way.
It's definitely warning them. Very cool. Love that story.
Now, this is a story that I feel like, I don't think it's going to do any harm, but I feel like we're helping someone maybe achieve some sort of physical pleasure from this.
Okay.
But I wanted to read it because a lot of people had questions, and we had a lot of questions about sounding.
Sure.
Right, and we wanted to know what it was like from last week's episode where we talked about the man who fished the USB cord up his penis
right.
and destroyed his bladder, right? And we want to know where all the pleasure's from, all this kind of shit. This person breaks it down pretty thoroughly.
Okay.
First, it's the taboo nature of it. It might be that sounding crosses some sort of heteronormative boundary in terms of penetration. Or it might be that Western society has such a difficult time with the human body and body waste. I'm not into urine and feces. Note, I'm a hetero male millennial, not exceedingly masculine, and LGBTQ positive. Whatever it is, the word naughty comes to mind. The second aspect of sounding pleasure is fear. Again, it might just be me, but the excitement that comes the first time a Hager sound slips beyond your grasp is incredible. It's like the first time you jerked off. You're wondering, did I break it? Am I going to die? The first time you breach your bladder is similarly exciting, though inadvisable. Clean your toys thoroughly. Bladder infections aren't fun.
I believe my enjoyment of the fear is directly tied to a vivid memory of older cousins sharing urban legends about people who shoved dry spaghetti noodles in their urethras. The last aspect of sounding pleasure is from the sensations. For me, something kind of snug in my urethra feels great, particularly if it's stiff.
Oh my.
I did get my start with folded over USB cables, like the man in the story. But a proper sounding toy is worth the money. I know some people are into stretching and having something super large inside them, but that's not my bag. I've tried running the sound in and out rhythmically, sort of like intercourse, but it didn't really do much for me. If you want some extreme pleasure, you can access your prostate through your urethra.
Whoa!
Which involves
that's a roundabout
deep
way.
Sounding, yeah. Yeah, it really is.
That is, that's taking the scenic route
like,
there.
It's like showing the asshole to you, showing your asshole to an optometrist.
Yes, indeed.
One of the best, most extreme things I enjoy is a long, flexible sounding tube with a polished metal piece at the end wired to a TENS machine, a shock box.
Oh.
The other wire is either connected to a standard shock pad placed on the scrotum or penis or a metal anal toy.
Okay.
Either way, the orgasm is incredible. Shocking stuff might make people think S&M, but it can be done without pain.
Look at that. There you go. Thank you. Very informative. Be safe out there and have
be
a little
safe
fun
out there.
With
get
it.
The real
have
tools.
A little fun with it. Sure.
And many, many, many people have emailed and said, get a butt plug or pussy thing with flares, a flared end.
There it
something
is.
Something you could really get at it because the act of the pleasure is not the problem. It's the shit that you're going to run into going into a COVID-19 infested emergency room because you got a fucking mechanical pencil shoved up your dick hole.
Oh,
yes. That's where you're going to be. That's where we're looking out for you.
Tie a string to it. Absolutely. You want to be able to get it out. Nothing. You never want your butthole to be a well that something is lost inside of because
no,
it'll be,
I don't want little Jimmy in there.
No.
I don't want little Jimmy in there screaming, yelling for the police. I mean, that kind of heat right now, right? Remember, I don't trust the LAPD.
Remember baby Jessica?
That's all I think about every fucking day.
Every day. All right. Do you have any more emails, Henry?
Nope, that is it.
Okay, thank you all so much for submitting. Great emails, truly informational. Super creepy when it comes to that smiley face. What do you think? Is it an angel? Is it a demon? Is it a ghost? Can they be the same? Who knows?
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com.
Love those spooky stories. And it does seem like we have a lot of tales that go throughout family lineage, which I'm sure there's something to do with that. So if you are into that...
Alien abductions and experiences with aliens oftentimes goes with the family. Same thing with ghosts. I wonder what it is. I don't know if it's just straight up. It starts with your parents talking about it, and so it enters into your subconscious as a little kid. Or is it one of those things where it follows family lines because they are fucking breeding you?
Could be. Could be. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Side Stories.
Thank you every day. Thank you for the side stories and listen. Mm-hmm. Go out there, you push and push and push. You make sure that the police know that they cannot fight us forever. You do your job. And you got to live every day.
Yes, you do.
You got to live every day like just in case something bad's going to happen to you, a translucent man, woman thing.
Sure.
Will tell you. Just expect it.
I hope so.
Live life with fear. Live life without fear. All right? No net. All right? Go out there. Try to love.
Uh-huh.
Try to love your family. Try to love your penis enough that you want to get something big and tight and thick, fucking get really snug up in your urethra.
Well, that would be painful, but...
And love your bladder enough that you will wipe that thing down with alcohol once you ask your grandma to fish it up there and slide it out of there because you're at home because God knows what's happened to your career.
Sure.
During this economy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you want to laugh like a man who's just tickled his prostate all the way up from the tip of his cock.
Wow.
Wow. You got the,
look
strange. Oh, these two. Whoo, what a.
Kind of a GPS with to find that.
Was it the strange trips you'll take? What is the Dr. Seuss book?
The places you'll go. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great
sometimes
book. Great
the
book.
Places you'll go. Is from the fucking out little kissy mouth of your penis. Because you ever do that? You ever do that as a kid?
Probably.
I used to do that for hours as a kid. I used to go and make it go make my penis lips go.
Like a little fish.
And go like,
hey. Yeah, I would assume so.
I don't do it as much anymore.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, you can't. It's something you can only do by yourself. I mean, not really, but don't do it on the bus. Don't do it on the bus.
No. You can make those noises and know that's what you're making your penis do, but you can't show anybody your penis.
Yeah,
that's where you got to live your life.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you're doing all right out there. And we are excited to see you at some point whenever we can. All right. I guess, I don't want to end, but I want to be with you guys forever. But you know what? We'll be here all week. Once again, we're starting another great week here at the Last Podcast Network. So never forget, hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations, everyone.
Hail me.
Oh, and we got some new merch. Check out
the
merch.
Yeah, Last Podcast merch. Get that shit.
Yeah, let's get merch.
LastPodcastMerch.com. Go get that fucking bullshit.
Hell yeah.
All right, bye, fuckers.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.